This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
So on Sunday, August 24th, a magnitude 6.0 earthquake hit Napa Valley at 3:20 a.m. According to the New York Times, this was the strongest trembler the San Francisco Bay Area has seen in 25 years. We're on the line with Clay Gregory, president and CEO of Visit Napa Valley, the region's official travel website and resource center. Clay, we know the region plays host to millions of tourists annually. What do these visitors need to keep in mind post-quake?
Well, I think that there is a small defined area of the city of Napa, mostly old buildings. In fact, the building that Visit Napa Valley has our offices in is right now red flagged, which means we can't get in there. But that's a three-block area, and it really is a very small part of the Napa Valley. And if you go up into Yountville or St. Helena or Calistoga, I don't think visitors are going to really notice anything whatsoever. So it pretty much is business as usual, but clearly it has, you know, been a big impact on some of our local citizens for sure.
And will harvest be impacted at all by the quake?
Not whatsoever. The grapes don't know that the earthquake happened. The vines don't know that the earthquake happened. And by all accounts, this should be a really good harvest. We've been short on water, but we've had great weather, and I think it's going to be a terrific harvest. And the vast majority of our visitors come here during August, September, and October because of the harvest. So it's going to be a terrific time to be here, no matter in spite of the earthquake.
Excellent. So no kind of major things that folks should avoid, just come and enjoy Napa Valley as you would any other year.
Yeah, there are about three hotels that are closed, none of which are for structural reasons or for water that came from the sprinkler system, and there are two bed and breakfasts that are closed, but that means there are still 140 hotels that are open. The restaurants are open, the arts institutions are open. I would say come on and enjoy the Napa Valley at one of the best times of the year.
Awesome. So definitely, folks, you can find them at www.visitnapavalley.com, peruse the website, or give them a call if you have any questions about how best to enjoy the valley this time of year. Clay, thanks so much for joining us. It was really great to get a little update.
My pleasure, and I would just add that the Welcome Center is open at 600 Main Street and helping people left and right even today.
Awesome. All right, stay tuned as we continue coverage on the California quake of 2014.
Thank you.
Thank you, Clay. That was great.
Okay, we're all done?
Yeah, that was it. Short and sweet.
All right, well, hopefully I'll see you in January when I get to come out for our PR thing again.
Yay, all right. I'm going to mark my calendar. I'm looking forward.
And I'll take you out to lunch again.
Awesome. I love it.
All right, thanks, Aaron.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.